Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. Welcome to this episode where I'm going to give you a little insight into the background behind a course that I currently run and sell as part of my Supercharged Website membership. It's my website builder course, it's known as, but also affectionately known inside the membership and from testers in the past as the WordPress Bootcamp. I tested the WordPress Bootcamp a couple of years ago, back in the summer of 2019, and the story behind how I got started and what the testers thought of the course when I first rolled it out to them is what this episode is about. So if you are a business owner listening to this thinking that you would like to create your own WordPress website one day, then listen on, because in talking about the origins of the WordPress Bootcamp, you'll hear all about the steps that I took my initial 100 beta testers through. And I'm sure you're going to pick up lots about my methodology for how to create a WordPress website in the short time that I can create a WordPress website. If you have taken part as a beta tester in the past, or you've been part of the membership in the past, or you're in the membership now listening, and hello to you if you are, then I think you'll enjoy hearing about the origins of the content that you've had access to as well. So grab a coffee or a cup of tea, sit back and enjoy, and I'll see you in a sec. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Hi there, and welcome to this episode where I'm going to take you on a little trip down memory lane to the year 2019. And by the time the summer had hit that year, the course ideas that I'd came up with and tested hadn't had much traction with the testers and the audiences that I'd taken those courses out to. In the background, whilst I was working on trying to create my big idea, I was making websites for small businesses. That's how I made my money back in 2019, that and a little bit of consultancy work here and there. The courses that I tried to create, I just wasn't good at it in the beginning. I just didn't take people on a journey. I didn't give them an outcome at the end of the test courses that I ran. And it got to May that year, and I was pretty close to giving up. I'd spent quite a lot of money, you know, running ads to get people to join pop-up groups, running out, you know, tests of content, teaching content live. And just hadn't really had, I hadn't ignited the spark that I thought I would at this point. And then one of my customers who'd actually bought one of my courses, I had sold some that year, not many, turned around to me and said, "This is all great. I love what you're doing with the marketing stuff. But what I really need right now is I want to know how to build a WordPress website. You do this all the time. Are you going to create a course about it?" Well, it got me thinking. I was just about to give up trying to create a course to help business owners learn how to drive more traffic to their website. Was more difficult than I thought it would be, because I the content I was creating wasn't landing, and the way I was selling it wasn't landing. And I thought, why not? Why shouldn't I create a course about something I'm doing at this moment? I mean, I could build websites in my sleep. I've been building websites for over 20 years, by the way, and I feel like I've seen every type of project come and go, the good ones, the bad ones. I built my own WordPress website actually back in 2008, 2009, for a band that I was in, which is very, very MySpace looking-y, because, you know, we just all realized MySpace wasn't cutting it anymore and we should all have our own WordPress blog. And since then, even when I worked in corporate working for big agencies, I carried on making WordPress websites for people in my spare time, like friends who had small businesses or little ventures would come to me and ask if I could help them. And I would just happily pop a quick WordPress website together for them. And over the years, I through trial and error, ended up coming up with a process that meant that I could build a brochure website, like what we call in the industry a brochure website, you know, that just has pages of content and maybe a contact form in like less than 2 days. So I could come up with a design and build it in WordPress using a website theme builder, like a theme builder like Divi. Other ones like Elementor are also really good. And yeah, I could do it in 2 days. 2 days. And the reason I could build a WordPress website in 2 days is obviously because WordPress is so insanely easy to use as a content management system and platform. And Divi is a theme, allows you to style that install of WordPress in a really awesome way as well. And Divi has all these pre-built designs within it when you've got your license key that you can just load in to all of the pages that you set up. I mean, it's got over 200 layout packs, all labeled with different, as different industries. So you could find a hairdressing one, one for DJs, an interior design studio one, an SEO agency one. So with the tech kind of sorted, if you like that, you do need to know how to buy hosting and how to point a domain and how to install WordPress on your hosting and how to troubleshoot installing Divi and the right plugins, right? But it just meant I could get on with the important stuff with people I made websites for, like the content, the structure, the imagery, right? And get things integrated with their sites so that I could help my friends and my small business pals actually market their websites. In my corporate job, I watch so many projects stay in approval hell. Right? One project I worked in was in approval for 7 months. 7 months. That's because I worked predominantly in my corporate career in healthcare marketing, working with big pharmaceutical companies who were very risk averse at putting out any marketing material without it having to go through, you know, legal approval. And people who in their legal departments who approved advertising and marketing materials were used to approving TV ads and print ads. And then we come along with websites and they're having to like get their head around the concept of people always being able to see a website and always being able to visit every page and the fact that people might be able to comment on some pages or share some pages. So we were working with in healthcare marketing at a time when their legal departments were having to like reshape the way that they approved online marketing materials. So when I the first project I worked on back in 2009, it was typical that each page would have to go through eight approvers who all had to comment their thoughts, and then they all have to come together and approve the marketing material page by page together. So painful. I was in healthcare marketing for nearly 7 years. Towards the end, they got much better at approving stuff. Like they had like systems set up to do it. But oh my goodness, it was really painful in the beginning. And so for me, going away in the evening and being able to build websites really quickly without having to ask anyone for approval and then just actually starting to get results for those business owners I was helping was much more rewarding. And when I went out on my own back in 2018, I made it very clear to business owners in my network that I was there to be able to help them create websites. So, you know, in my first year, I did a couple of e-commerce websites, a couple of brochure websites for people. And because I had the time to sit and focus on the process, it just got quicker and quicker. And like I said, you know, by the time I created my course 2 years ago, I could build a site in 2 days. It was approximately 16 hours is what I figured it out to be. Sometimes it can be shorter, sometimes it can be longer, but mostly it's 2 days. So it got me thinking, right? With hosting companies being more self-serve for small business owners than ever before, could I teach this process, right, without the need for students to rely upon a developer to help them with anything, right? And all my students would need to know, right, is my way of buying hosting. So I thought I could introduce them to a trusted hosting provider I've been using for years. How to buy a domain name and how to attach it to that hosting. And then how to install the actual WordPress code onto their hosting as well. This stuff is the tricky stuff, right? Because the language that surrounds hosting platforms and domains and the installation of WordPress, you know, is very developer focused. It's very tech focused. And so my thinking was I could record myself doing this, do it step by step, show exactly where you need to click, what you need to fill in. And I could do that using screen sharing software and do commentary over the top and help people get over that initial hurdle, right? And then once they do, I would then give them my trusted list of plugins to install on their WordPress website that would mean that the mistakes that I saw small businesses make a lot with WordPress wouldn't be made. Now, the mistakes I was seeing when I went out on my own in helping small businesses a few years ago was that sites were just getting hacked left, right, and center because people weren't updating their plugins. They didn't have firewall plugins installed if their hosting didn't have that attached, which meant that there wasn't that extra level of protection from undesirable traffic. They weren't backing their sites up. So if everything went wrong, they couldn't like roll back to a previous version or reinstall a saved version. And they weren't doing things to stop the annoying parts of having a WordPress website, like, you know, spam on your comment boxes and unsolicited emails through your contact form. I mean, that's just like the start of the process, right? In terms of, you know, what I teach. Like once you get over that initial tech learning curve, it gets really fun if you're quite a creative business owner. And I thought I could really nail in and appeal to that type of person. Right? Once you've got the installation stuff out the way, getting that theme added and once you load those layouts, it just feels amazing because you've got a pre-built page that you can just start adding content to. And so my thinking was the quicker I can get users to that point, the better, right? But I knew that this would be a little bit of a challenge, right? I knew this would be a bit of a challenge because people learn in different ways. Right. So I had to really think about the best way to put the content together and communicate the content. Because, you know, some people are very visual in terms of how they learn. So they need to see and read what's on the screen. Some people are very auditory, right? Like this. They want to hear and have like an explanation that they can hear and process that way. And some people are kinesthetic in terms of how they learn, and that's me, by the way. They learn by touching and doing and breaking the things and learning that way. I don't know, how many people could I teach doing this, right? I started to put together that first module showing people how to buy hosting and how to buy a domain name and connect their domain name to the hosting and install WordPress. And I thought, how many people could I test this with as a beta test, right? Beta being a Silicon Valley term to mean like the initial version of something, version one, if you like. And it's a common language used in Silicon Valley because it's quite useful to ship stuff out and see what users think of your product first before you invest lots of time and money into it. And so if you can beta test something, get feedback, then you can go and improve it afterwards. So I wanted to go for 100 beta testers to test this course, which I felt was very ambitious. And I ran an ad in Facebook for 8 days and recruited 120 leads, specifically saying to small business owners, if you want to learn how to build your own WordPress website for free, then I will show you in a pop-up Facebook group. I'll give you access to all these lessons to do it. And you've got 3 weeks. That was the idea behind it. So I'd do this for 3 weeks and see if we could do it. Very ambitious, right? The idea was to do it intensively. So we kicked off on day one with me doing a group call over Zoom and then releasing like module one and letting people go through module one. And whenever they got to the end of module one, they then have to fill out a feedback form that told me what they thought about it. And then and only then we could release module two. And module two was all about learning how to structure your website. So once you've done the system setup, which is really important, then and only then should you move on to setting up the pages in your website with no content in them, just the pages, and then structure your menu and add your logo and start to basically think about what's in the header of your website and what's in the footer of your website. And my thinking was, if we can get people through that hard learning curve in module one, and then talk about structuring module two, by the time they get to module three, they would have been exposed to lots of terminology, lots of tech stuff, that they would feel really confident to start putting those kind of pages of content together. So off we went. Off we went in June 2019. And it was just awesome. It was like the best 3 weeks ever. By the time we got to the end, that people were feeling amazing. I did ask my users to fill out a questionnaire before we started, right? Just so I could get a sense of where they were at. And over half said like they'd never had any experience building a website for their business. Like I think it was like 2% said I'm an expert. But mostly people, like I think nearly 60% of people said they'd not done much at all. So we really had a group who were quite new to the concept of building a website. And around 30% of our testers sold services. 30%, around the 30% were creatives. About 20% were coachy types or consultant types, and only about 10% sold products. And a small percent after that didn't have any type of business. They just wanted to know how to build a website. I asked them what's the one problem that they had right now with their website at the time, and most said they just didn't know where to start, right? And this is where it got exciting for me, because I realized that despite the plethora of content available on YouTube and forums and in magazines, that people just still didn't know how to start building a website. And they also said they just didn't know what to do. there's so much content out there, right? But people need to be shown. They want to be shown. And so already it felt like a really exciting project to be able to help these business owners. I asked them also to tell me what they were excited about when thinking about building their own website. And the common statement that came back was being able to do it on my own. Because conquering the tech, right, being able to understand what the terms and the terminology means or meant was really important to some people. Like, it was a personal challenge. They didn't want to have to keep asking for help or support or paying for help and support if they could do this themselves. And again, I was always really excited when that survey came in, because I thought we could do something really special here. So yeah, like I said, we kicked off, and it was a combination, right, of doing these Zoom calls almost every day. I think we did one every other day in the week, but I was on hand in a pop-up Facebook group to answer questions. And I put together a calendar for users to be able to, for testers to be able to work through each of the modules. And as I hinted, like, module one was all about setting up your site. Module two was about building the header and footer. Module three was about doing the customization of the pages using this theme called Divi. And Divi is just so awesome. Like I said, you can load in these pre-built layouts, right? And you can edit the text visually, like on the page, looking at the design. And you can add buttons and learn how to add links and change the color of the buttons. You can add images and learn how to change the images on the page as well. I also showed my testers how to do some hacks that helped me build my website so quickly, like duplicating sections and pages so you don't have to keep formatting the same thing over and over. I also showed them how to create a blog post as well, because that is one of the most important parts of having a WordPress website, and how to add a contact form. They're just basic things that every service-based business should have on their website. And then I also showed them in the next module how to integrate marketing tools and actually turn their website into something that they can drive traffic to and be able to read that data drive traffic to and get results in search engine result pages, or drive traffic to using Facebook or social channels, or use to build their email list. I mean, there's so many things, right, that you can do in terms of integrating with third-party marketing tools. So I picked four things, so as not to overwhelm our testers. And remember, we were trying to build a WordPress website in less than 3 weeks. So I showed them how to add an email opt-in form and connect it with their email marketing tool like MailChimp, how to add social icons to the site so they could connect all their social channels, how to add Yoast, the SEO plugin, and configure it so all of their pages would be optimized for search engine results, and then how to add the Facebook pixel, and then as an add-on to that, how to set up their site with Google Analytics so they can read their data. The final module at the time, so there were five modules at the time, was all about getting their site live. And there were so many things working in as a web build freelancer before I kind of knuckled down and started working on course creation. But I still came up again and again. You know, small businesses always forgot to add the legal stuff to their site. Privacy policy pages, cookie disclaimers. Their sites weren't secure with SSL certificates, and they didn't know how to keep their site updated. So I create content that helped them figure these things out, which I think are really important before going live. And then the idea was that by the very nature of setting their sites up, they were already live. So we'd stopped everyone's sites from being crawled by Google during this time by clicking a checkbox in the general settings area of WordPress. And then everyone could celebrate by unchecking that box, and then they would be live. And it was very exciting because lots of people did get their sites live. What we didn't do in 21 days was we didn't spend time pontificating over the perfect logo, right? I told people, if you need a logo, go and create one using a pre-built template in Canva and then come back. Don't overthink it. People didn't get critiqued on their color or design. Not really. We didn't spend hours and hours and hours testing. There were things that weren't quite right and pages that weren't quite right. But my philosophy is that the sooner you can get live and you know that people are starting to find your site, the more driven you are to improve your site for your users. So your site doesn't have to be perfect. And this is what I coached our 100 beta testers on. Is that getting it live is more important than anything else. Because we were hearing stories on the Zoom calls and in the chat in the group of people who'd attempted to build a WordPress website multiple times. Some people had spent thousands going to courses and never finishing a site. And here I was during this boot camp period in the summer of 2019, telling people it doesn't matter. Just get it live, because once it's live, you can go back and redo the copy or tinker or change things. Your website is never finished. So there's me championing that and giving people the confidence to just get live, right? And they did, right? Gosh, well over half got their site live, well over half. All started, and nearly three quarters got to module four. There was about a quarter who didn't quite make it past module two and three. You know, but life happens, right? And most people said they would have liked 3 or 4 weeks to complete the course. So around a quarter said 3 weeks, and a quarter said 4 weeks. Quite a big section of people said, I could have done it this in less than 3 weeks. And a small section said more than 6 weeks. So some people just needed a longer amount of time. But the feedback I got was that people really enjoyed the intense environment. It was fun. We were all exhausted at the end. And remember, right, everyone got to build their website for free and get my support for free for those 21 days. So there was a real incentive for them to complete the course. and people did, they turned up, they did. And the people who attended the calls and watched the lessons and asked the questions were the people who finished. I asked them at the end, because remember, we were surveying as we went after each module, so I could find out what people thought about the course content, and then I could revise it and change it if it wasn't quite landing or working. You know, so if people had complaints about a particular plugin that I'd suggested, I'd like create content with a new plugin really quickly. So I asked them, what did they enjoy the most? And pretty much across the board, people said they loved the customizing bit. They loved that pre-built layout loaded into a site, and then they could just go in and tinker around with the copy, with the images. I was so happy to see that feedback. I knew it. I knew people would love the joy of creating and publishing content, you know, and not having to think about code and conversations with developers about templates and layouts. I knew if they could just get to the content bit and talk about their businesses, they'd love it. I asked them, what did you learn about yourself? And one person said, I should have done this earlier. I made it way more complicated when I first started out by wanting to do it myself. I love that. It's never as complicated as you think it is, but it helps to have had a guide like me for 21 days being able to help answer all your questions. Someone else said, I'm more technically capable than I thought when things are broken down into bite-sized manageable steps. And this really resonated with me, and it's never gone away, because I do believe that there is a snobbery in the web build world, right? Where people who want to build their own websites are looked down upon. The website they build will be inferior, and they're looked down upon by those working as web designers or web developers. And I just don't buy that. I think as a business owner, if you want to build your own website and you are technically capable, then you should. But we listen and hear this language and think that we can't do it or we shouldn't do it. And because there is an industry that charges lots of money to do this, that we're not good enough to do this. And actually, if you had someone who's been working building websites for 20 years to show you how you can do it, how they all do it, then it's not as hard as you think it is. Someone else said, I have the confidence to have a play with my site and know there's always a reset if it goes wrong. And we learned this in those 21 days. I show people what happens when you delete content. Never really deletes, by the way. Divi is amazing. You can roll back to previous revisions. If you delete pages, I showed testers, look, they're in the bin. Just go and restore them from the bin. And because we were using a backup plugin, at the time we were using Updraft Plus, which is my backup plugin of choice, by the way. I'll put a link in the description afterwards. If it really went south, for whatever reason, you could just restore the backup. Knowing that they couldn't really ever really break things, and if they did, you could bring it back to life, was such a huge confidence boost for my testers. But some of them still work with developers, right? It's totally fine. Some of them still worked with third parties, getting help. And what they learned during their time in the beta test was the confidence of being able to question the people doing that work for them. And someone said, I feel much more confident demanding stuff from my web man. There are web women out there, by the way, just to point that out. But I love that. Like, if that person went away and couldn't ever be techno-babbled at by a developer ever again and charged lots of money for a thing that she knew she could do herself, then my work was done. Very excited. So a total of 120 people signed up, and we got 106 people into the Facebook group, and 100 signed up to the course materials on Teachable in the school. So we had bang on 100 people accessing the materials. I worked out around 43 were really engaged. So they shared their progress all the time. And 25 of our 100 finished their sites like totally perfect. So they didn't finish and then they'd have to go back and do tinkering. 25 finished and they were well happy. And honestly, like the can-do attitude, the enthusiasm, just the supportive nature of those 21 days, I'll never forget. People built some amazing websites. We had Katie, who is a social media mummy, building a website for her social media consultancy business. And it was great. She really like nailed like putting video on her homepage and like adding like an awesome logo. We had Claire from Hoot to Shoot. Claire went through this epiphany during her time in the 21 days test of realizing like what she really wanted to do as a business. So we weren't just helping people make websites in this time, like we're helping people like figure out like some of the bigger questions to do with how they wanted to spend their time making money. And then there was Rachel from Life Resourceful. She didn't just make one website, she made two. She was that good at it. And she really got the loading of the templates and the tinkering of the design, so that she could just move directly into figuring out the content and the offer that she wanted to put across on her website. You've also heard of Sarah from Friends and Canines, who's been in a previous episode of this podcast as well. During I can't remember if it was the first one or the second run now, but she actually asked if she could create a WooCommerce website during the time. I said, well, that's not what the course is about. I don't have that content. And she's like, well, this is what I want to do. I want to start selling my dog treats via a website as opposed to my Facebook page. So on the side, I also helped her create a WooCommerce store in 21 days. She did it. She did it as well. So I couldn't have known that what we dubbed in the end the WordPress Bootcamp would go so well. It was so much fun. I showed that it was possible to have the step-by-step setup for a self-hosted WordPress site that people are used to having with a hosted website platform like WordPress.com. Like, the difference between the two is you take the WordPress code and host it on your own server, and it's got loads of flexibility. With hosted platforms like WordPress.com, Squarespace, Shopify, Wix, they're great, but they charge you money for any type of upgrade that you want to do to your website. If you want to have an e-commerce store on any of those platforms, you have to pay on a per month basis. But with a self-hosted WordPress website where you download the code via WordPress.org, it's much cheaper. You only have to pay for your hosting, and you can do so much more with it. But traditionally, it's been left to developers and agencies to take that code and install it and create designs for their clients, but not anymore. And with the WordPress Bootcamp, I was able to show that you can work through step by step to build a site that normally users thought that they wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't technically be able to. And that normally you'd be walked through the process in a step-by-step fashion that you can see on WordPress.com when you go and create a website for the first time. So we used to always joke back in the agency world that clients always thought that designs were just made by pressing a button, right? And, you know, actually our designers used to complain they had to go through a process and think about things. But, you know, in the world of small business, I think you can rely on these pre-built layouts in the Divi template, in the Divi theme. And load those templates in and customize them heavily. And in a way, you can press a button to load your design. And by creating content that felt like a wizard, felt like you were pressing a button to get to places, it just gave my beta testers the confidence to move quickly and to not overthink and to not doubt what they were doing. The surveys that I did along the way really helped. And in time, what they enabled me to do was to update the course content for another round of the bootcamp that we did in 2 months later in August 2019. And then I took the bootcamp and turned it into a commercial product. And so for the past 2 years, I've been running a support group, a Facebook support group. It's now part of my monthly Supercharger website membership. I run a special call in that membership. So we have a weekly coaching call to talk about marketing, but there's also an extra coaching call for people that pay specifically for access to that course material, where we literally get on a group call together and go through. So, you know, there could be like anything up to 20 people. And there'll be a select amount of people that want help with their WordPress website or working their way through the lessons. And we'll do a screen share and I'll help people fix stuff. And it's amazing, those calls, because people are able to see what other people are working on and take ideas to apply to their own websites. And sometimes by answering someone's question, I end up answering other people's questions. So one of the testers said to me, I found the course very exciting and empowering. The support was excellent and my mind is blown with the future, the possibilities. And I never quite understood the impact that the course would have on people when we ran it 2 years ago. But now here we are 2 years later and hundreds of business owners have done the WordPress Bootcamp. We don't call it the WordPress Bootcamp anymore. It's called the Website Builder and it's part of the Supercharged Website membership. But we still have members who were around since those beginning times who are making lots of money from the websites that they built back then. They've become much better at building, doing things to their websites. So some of them are now coaches in the group, helping me teach new people who come into the membership. And it's not going anywhere. I still really firmly, strongly believe that small business owners can build their own WordPress website in a short time. We don't put a limit on it anymore. So we don't expect people to build their site in 3 weeks. When people sign up to the membership and come on board, you can take as long as you like. But you can, if you wanted to, build a site in less than 3 weeks. And the website builder now has just turned into a much bigger platform. And we have content around WooCommerce and how to create an e-commerce platform from your WordPress website, how to manage a store, how to add your tax, optimize your products for better sales. And the work that we do in our Google Analytics week in the membership continually helps our online store owners understand why they're not selling stuff, how they could sell more stuff through the e-commerce tracking integration. And through the Facebook ads module and the funnel modules that we do in the Supercharged Website membership, plenty of WooCommerce store owners have learned how to use ads to turn their businesses into more than just a side hustle. And you've heard Emma Hanney, who's been a guest on this podcast before, from Stamp With Love, who was one of those people who was an early adopter of Facebook ads in the membership. And it enabled her to leave her day job and turn her business, stamping awesome gifts, into a full-time hustle. I'm really excited about the website builder right now, because from next week in the membership, I'll be rolling out more content about how to turn your WordPress website into a membership platform that hosts courses. And so we've moved beyond just creating these brochure websites from a couple of years ago to turning our websites into e-commerce stores to sell physical products, or platforms to sell our virtual products, whether it's courses, or digital downloads, or packages of services. And I don't know how much bigger it could get, because there's so many exciting things going on out there in the world of WordPress. I believe at some point we'll be integrating more themes, how to's, like moving on to Elementor, and multi-language platforms. And as the demand comes in from small business owners, we'll just grow the membership to help with that. So thanks very much for indulging me and listening to the history of the WordPress Bootcamp and how I've helped well over 100 business owners build their own WordPress website in under 3 weeks. This week, so if you're listening to this podcast in May 2021, from the 17th of May, we'll be opening up the Supercharger website membership for a week. We only open up usually at the end of one of the challenge promotions that we do every few months. But this week is e-commerce week in the Supercharger website membership. Or actually, we're doing an e-commerce fortnight. And I thought it would just be a perfect time to, if I was talking about the website builder course, is actually give you a chance to come and experience it. So if you've been listening to this thinking, I really want to learn how to build my own WordPress website, or you've been in my world before and you didn't manage to finish your WordPress website, then I'm inviting you to come back. We're opening up the membership this week. We'll be closing it on Friday the 21st of May, and we won't open it up again until the next challenge. So you've got a week to come back and join us. And it's only 79 quid a month to be a member and access the website builder side of the membership. And the best thing is that you can cancel at any time. So if you've been umming and ahhing about building your own website, then what have you got to lose by coming to join us for a month? Who knows, for the cost of 79 quid, you could build your very own WordPress website. All of the links to this will be in the show notes. And you know, even if you don't want to come and build your own WordPress website, I would love to hear from you about your own experiences with WordPress. I've never stopped doing surveys since those that summer of 2019. I continually ask people what they think of the platform. I'm always talking with the community, and I'd love to hear from you and know what your experiences are as well. So thanks again for listening. If you love this episode, please subscribe, go and leave a review on iTunes. And go and check out the links, at least go and take a look at all of the bump surrounding joining the Supercharger website membership, even if it's just for a month, to come and check it out. And I will see you in the next episode.